Whether developing a multi-million dollar company or developing a multi-million dollar personal brand of yourself, think of social media as an opportunity to really put your product or service in front of people before necessarily having that product or service completed. And equally important, recognizing the opportunity to truly test your concept and test the marketplace before actually going full force. Social media has become a powerful tool in itself. When you add the layer of ad and what the ad potential can do, it opens an entire new chapter for your business. So in this segment, we're going to talk about social media ads, what they mean, what the traditional cost has been for advertising in general, and how you can take your business to a whole new level by leveraging social media marketing, social media ads, to really, really take advantage of the cost today as it stands, while it's really inexpensive, while there's still a ton of space available before the big players start to show up and really, really start to own that space. That demand will increase, and as the demand increases, the cost skyrockets. So before that happens, let's talk about what you can do to position yourself and take full advantage of social media ads. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you really believe that Facebook ads are expensive? I want you to really think. I want you to put your entrepreneur hat on for just a minute. And I want you to ask yourself, are Facebook ads or Google ads or Instagram ads expensive? Now, if you answer yes to this question, I want you to drop being an entrepreneur. I want you to just be level with yourself, be honest with yourself, and recognize that this may not be the best path for you. You see, the thing is, if you view any sort of advertising as an expense or a cost, your fundamental mindset is not in the right place. And you will always have a challenging time putting in what I believe are critical investments back into your business. Social media is a powerful opportunity. It is comparatively to what we had in the traditional sense of what marketing was in the traditional advertising realm. Facebook ads are pennies on the dollar of what a traditional company would have spent even 5 years ago, heck, even 18 months ago. I'll even go further and say organizations today, such as McDonald's and BMW, these big giants are still investing about 80% of their money in traditional marketing and traditional advertising. So what that tells me, and what tells us most entrepreneurs that are in the digital marketing space, is that many, many organizations haven't made that true, complete leap into digital advertising. And therefore, I think, and as many businesses that are online that have had success leveraging social media have found, is that they're able to really, really maximize their return on their investment right now. Their cost is so low in comparison to what a traditional advertising campaign would have ever cost them. And as a result of that, we're creating multi-millionaires on social media that have figured out how to hack the system really, really well. They've understood that these investments, and that's the key word here, the investments are giving them the return, and a return with a far greater reach than they would have ever had using traditional advertising. So again, I go back and I ask you, do you believe Facebook is expensive? Do you believe Instagram is expensive? So you've had a couple of minutes in this quick episode, in this quick segment, just to kind of reflect on that. And I want that to be the driving force for your decision as to whether or not you want to continue pursuing whatever entrepreneurial venture that you've been considering. To kind of continue where we left off, talking about traditional marketing and traditional ads versus where we are and the opportunities we have in our hands today with social media marketing and social media ads. If you put it in perspective, you got to think to yourself, what a golden opportunity we have right now. Think of it as real estate, right? So you've got all this real estate being essentially a Facebook exposure, right? So Facebook today charges us a certain fee. It may cost you per 150 to 300 impressions, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 or $8. Think about that for a second. Television costs millions of dollars to get in front of people, okay? Think about why, what a golden opportunity. What's going to happen when McDonald's and BMW and so many of these retailers that haven't truly exposed or maximized their investment in social media ads? So the opportunity is there, because in the next 4 to 6 years, somewhere in that time frame, what's happening is it's already started to shift, but what's happening is so many of the traditional advertisers out there, the McDonald's of the world, the BMWs, are going to start allocating more funds, more PR dollars, more actual advertising dollars into social media. And when that happens, because the demand increases, the cost is going to go up. So right now, while it's still low, comparatively speaking, it's a perfect time for you to think about maximizing your investment, maximizing your, developing your brand on Facebook, on Google, using Instagram like crazy. Spend the money, reinvest the money in those platforms, because while it's cheap, you're hedging on the fact that it's still inexpensive and there's still a massive audience, and so you're vying for that attention at a fraction of the cost of what it's going to be one day. So knowing that, what we're starting to see is we're starting to see more and more people finally grasping that. And shockingly, there's still so many large companies that, like I said, that still haven't fully recognized the opportunity there is to advertise on platforms like social, like Facebook and Instagram. I'm naming just two because of their level of popularity today. But I think that's really critical. So start to really examine this and say to yourself, wait, I know how much it's costing me. And if I build it right and I put enough money towards, enough investment towards these ads, what is it going to look like in a year and two from now for me, for my brand? Think in those lines. So I want to briefly talk to you guys about a recent client that I worked with who was developing a pretty nifty app. The app was really designed to cater to those who've got like side gigs. It was the side gig, the side hustler type entrepreneur, somebody who had either a full-time job or was a student and wanted to make extra cash. So this app would help these individuals, you know, the dog walkers, the virtual assistant, personal assistant, whatever the case might be, manage and track their funds. And in the process working with this client, one of the greatest discoveries that we had was recognizing the opportunity of truly understanding what his target audience looked like by an exercise of creating good content. You know, for example, what we did is we developed good messaging, right? So first we took the messaging, we crafted it, we looked at his value propositions, and then from there, what we did is we created some pages, some email, like some lead funnel pages, so that we could essentially get people to see those pages using the content. But where we drove the traffic from was actually Facebook. We decided, let's spend some dollars and test the actual audiences that we believed were the right fit. So we created, obviously, various ad groups. And within those ad groups, we had assigned the geographies and everything else that Facebook allows you to identify. And in the process of doing so, the return on the investment was not just merely testing the messaging, but we actually successfully were able to get and collect people's email addresses and phone numbers without even having a product yet. The product was still under development. So that goes to show you that if you take the right steps and you have the right methodology in place, you could utilize Facebook and Instagram and any of these social ad channels to really, really test your messaging and find out the demand potential of your product or service before investing heavy money into development and what have you. You know, get a head start, utilize the social media and the ad space to actually test interest in your product before actually trying to go to market with something that ends up being something that nobody really even cared about. So try to reverse engineer your decisions and utilize and take advantage of social media ads for that purpose. You'll find a tremendous amount of success.